Now, the rest of the story. A place called Annabelle's is fashionable, it is discreet, it is no place for the police. And yet here they were, two police women in uniform. And from all appearances, they were not here just for a good time. Now let me say this again, Annabelle's is no ordinary nightclub. For more than a quarter century, it's been the place in town where VIPs, where these very important people could go to congregate and relax in privacy, where they knew they wouldn't be bothered. The establishment's whole reputation was built on discretion. And thus have the rich and the famous and the powerful remained comfortable in the assurance that whatever happened at Annabelle's stays at Annabelle's. But here, now, on-duty police? Good gracious. And yet suddenly, here in the entranceway, the severe silhouettes of two female police officers. And to staff and patrons within the confines of this elegant hideaway, it seemed that the officers meant business. A man named Lewis is the manager of Annabelle's, and at once he realized the potential ramifications of such an intrusion. Promptly he approached the officers. He tried to reason with them. He said, "You're upsetting the other customers." He pleaded, "You cannot stay." But they did stay, much to the growing concern of the assembled. From the dance floor in the dining room doorway, anxious faces peered into the bar area. Then a well-known journalist patron, who'd had one too many of something before the officers showed up, he stood up. To his companions, he announced that one of the police women was rather good-looking, that she ought to be welcomed accordingly, and she was, by the journalist personally. His idea of hospitality was to approach the taller of the two officers and pinch her firmly on the bottom. As the inebriated man stood there leering, others nearby winced, bracing themselves for what they were certain would be the consequences. And yet the inevitable was not. Instead, the offended officer started to laugh. Then the other policewoman began laughing, actually giggling was more like it, and the Annabelle's crowd, stunned, stared. After a brief inspection of the premises, the officer, still giggling, departed. So now I can tell you the rest of the story. The two who appeared so convincingly to be police women were not police women at all. They were civilians pretending to be, more precisely impersonating police officers. And yes, it was then, as now and always, against the law. And yet, although the ladies were never caught and charged, it is clear what they were up to. One of them was trying to crash the bachelor party of her fiancé. And the other, her friend, was helping her out. Problem was, the fiancé was having his pre-wedding stag celebration in a private home on the other side of town. Most remarkable of all, neither of the women thus disguised was recognized, despite the fact that denizens of Annabelle's knew them very well. For the young lady, hoping for a wicked peek at the bachelor party of her husband-to-be, that young lady was Sarah, betrothed to Prince Andrew of England. And her friend, the tall London imitation policewoman, greeted by the press with a pinch on the bottom, you know her as Diana, the queen-to-be. Only now, you know the rest of the story.